Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm going to get higher every time.
I'm excited about this episode.
I am quite truly thrilled and by the content of this episode before we've recorded it.
It's a bit late. Alex has lost it. This product trial is a bit of a surprise product trial. It got thrown in. We were talking with Josh Collier, the beautiful Josh Collier from Kosas, about our giveaway content. He's like, oh, I'll chuck you in. Have you guys tried the chemistry deodorant from Kosas? And Alex is like, well, Lisa doesn't sweat, so she doesn't wear deodorant, but I would love to try. Because if you are an OG listener, way back in the day when Loz was still a part of the pod,
RIP to those days.
Not to Loz, though. Hey, Loz.
Still alive and kicking.
We had Alex's natural deodorant trials, which was a segment. It would have had its own sound grab. It was something along the lines of, like, something smelly.
Wow, good memory.
Pristine memories.
It was a time to be alive and a time to be smelly. And I found a few crux of the segment was I tried a few different natural deodorants because I wanted to try natural deodorants, and it was because at the time, if you do recall, I had a lot of
boil city bitch, boil,
I had
boil city
a
bitch.
Lot of boils and like cystic pimples under my arms, medication issues. Long story short, they're gone now. It wasn't related to the deodorant. Let's not fearmonger people.
No.
But I wanted natural deodorant because I was like quite literally, imagine cystic pimples under your armpits. That was me. I wanted to try and have natural things because I had open wounds on my fucking armpits and I didn't want to stink. Anyway, It failed.
Also, so the reason I tend to opt for a natural deodorant is because I also get cysts under my armpits. And hilariously, so does Brenton's dad, who is a doctor, who was the person that was looking at my armpit cysts when they were coming up because I was having really sore, like, armpit glands. And the ducts, like the sweat ducts or glands or whatever under there were getting blocked from deodorant. And I'm not a hugely sweaty person, particularly under my underarms anyway. And I also have an issue of any aerosol product ever used under my armpits will cause them to scab and flake.
Oh.
Because my armpits are very, very dry. And then roll-on sometimes leaves them feeling a little bit wet. Or still sometimes a bit dry. So, I mean, most of the time, I'm keeping it real with you, I'm freeballing in the underarm department, and sometimes I just spritz Glossier U under there. So when I sweat, it mixes with Glossier U and releases a beautiful, slightly muskier version of Glossier U.
Slightly feetier.
Yeah. They just generally don't smell that much.
Lucky you.
Cut to Melbourne being 12 degrees and raining one day and then 30 to 35 degrees for 3 days in a row the next.
Not just 35 degrees, it was 35 degrees and 350,000% humidity.
Yeah.
We all stank except me.
Well, I have a little story. So I had...
Story time.
I had tried the no deo day and I went, I smell a little bit. I have sweat. And the issue is that I often walk the dogs, you know, in the middle of the day and whatever, and when you go out and you get wet under the underarm and then you let it dry and then, like, you do that again, that's when I start to smell. It's like a repeated, like, wet, dry, snip, snap, snip, snap.
Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. You have no idea the physical toll the 3 vasectomies have on a person.
The situation that causes the smell.
Yep.
And then sometimes I use the Malin and Getz natural deodorant.
Mm.
That does nothing other than mix with your smell to make it slightly less gross. I really like the smell of
it's
that.
It's like a pasty roll-on, isn't it?
Like a gel.
In a wind-up. Yeah.
But I find it makes my armpits wet the whole day. Like, I put it on, they feel wet. Then I feel like my armpits feel like they're wet, so they produce more wetness.
You know what's similar to that in the natural deodorant realm? Is the
Kapari?
Kapari one. The Kapari coconut deodorant.
Okay, interesting.
Does the Malin and Getz claim to be natural, can I ask? Or is it just, it's just their scented deodorant?
It's a pretty old natural deodorant. So I'm pretty sure it was released, like, before the big natural deo claims. So I don't know how natural they claim to be.
Yep.
Whatever.
Noted.
Bring on Kosas Sport Chemistry AHA Serum Deodorant. Something super nostalgic about this packaging. This packaging is like late 90s, 2000s vibes to me.
Mm.
It has the liquidy tube with the rollerball on the end. It is big banana boat vibes.
Yeah, strong banana boat vibes. And it's also got this like spotty 90s sport style.
Yeah. That is the packaging that was 100% on the Spice Girl deo can vibe. 100%.
It was I think it was on the front of the Spice Girl album, actually. Yeah.
That texture.
Yeah, and I feel like it was embodied upon Speedo swimsuits and things like that of the 90s as well. Anyway,
yes.
Just a little bit of a throwback flashback for us there. We have the fragrance-free one, so it is unscented.
Which I like, because then I can still put my musky Glossier U on, should I wish.
Yes. And the interesting thing about this deodorant is that it is aluminium-free.
Mm-hmm. Which is the bad guy people are trying to avoid.
Yes. However, it has been somehow, don't know by whom, lumped into the quote-unquote natural deodorant category when it is anything but.
Mm-hmm.
A natural deodorant is typically characterized by cornstarch or like bicarb soda or tapioca starch. They're like the 3 things that you'll find typically in a natural deodorant that are the things that will be the sweat wicking properties of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll find an essential oil or two dotted in there for the fragrance. That's the typical makeup of a natural deodorant.
Bicarb and essential oils on your pits might are burning at the thought.
I mean, it's fine. The issue is that bicarb stains your clothes and tapioca starch and essential oils only do so much for smell. So you find that you do have to go through that quote-unquote detoxing period for your body to stop producing the stench bacteria, I guess, as it like neutralizes from having used aluminium for so long. This deodorant works because it uses AHAs to lower the pH of the underarm to reduce the ability for the sweat to start to smell, because your sweat smells when it starts to turn a bit stale and the bacteria starts to smell.
Hence, so, snip, snap, snip, snap.
Exactly. Yes. You're stale fresh, stale fresh. So the ingredients within this deodorant are water and aloe leaf juice, glycerin, mandelic acid, sodium hydroxide, my new favorite acid, shikimic.
Yes.
Lactic. And then it's got peptides, a tripeptide, hyaluronic acid, citric acid, tartaric acid, xanthan gum, potassium sorbate, sodium benzoate. So
what a lovely ingredients list.
Lovely ingredients
list. Like skincare list for your pits.
It actually is. And the fun thing about it is as well that you can absolutely use this on anywhere in your body that needs a little bit of an exfoliation as well.
Roll this shit on the bikini line. Ayo.
Absolutely. I've been using it on my butt pimples. Adrian's like, can you please stop putting that on your armpit and then your ass? No, Adrian, I cannot.
Yeah, also just use any other exfoliating product. But also for someone like me, who I know this is a niche problem, but has very dry armpits, a little bit of AHA is not going to do me any harm because girl gets a little flaky under there.
Not a problem I have. But, yeah, also good for shaving, like, ingrowns
under
the arms as well. So many benefits.
Yeah, I think it's a really clever product. The best thing about it is that it doesn't feel overly wet on your underarms, don't you find?
It goes on wet and it, like, snap dries. Anyway, it must be all the acids. I love it. I was actually shocked. The first time I put it on, I was like, did that? Because as soon as you lower your arms, you expect them to be damp and they're not.
And if it's going to dry that fast, I then think, okay, well, I'm going to have a little milky cast under there.
Yeah.
But I did not.
No. None of that, like, weird, like, white toothpaste, like, bit that you get around your mouth when you haven't wiped your toothpaste off properly. No, none of that.
None of that. No transferring onto clothes because there was no white to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And also, no stank.
I want to start by saying, not that I didn't have high hopes for it, but I thought I'll give it a go and I'll see how it goes.
Mm.
I don't think that any deodorant that I've ever used compares to this.
Mm. Same.
In that I don't... The very first day, I thought I'll wear it to FS8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was the sweatiest gym class I've ever done. I didn't shower when I got home because I'm disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting to stink, but I was also testing this because I was like, this will be the day that I smell. Mm-hmm. Did not smell.
That's really cool.
That in itself, I was like, I now trust this with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone through the three most humid days in Melbourne's history. Dry. Not dry, though. You know what I love about it? But you can use like Rexona Clinical Protect. And that will stop, it will literally stop the sweat from escaping your body. And that's how it works, to stop you smelling.
Mm.
This lets you sweat. So it's not going to stop the wetness problem if you have a concern with wetness. But it absolutely does not let you smell in any way.
Yeah. I don't, as I said, I don't sweat a huge amount. So, like, I wasn't noticing the wetness. But, yeah, I just don't smell. It's lovely. I don't wear deodorant because I've not found one that is worth the faff. It feels wet or it makes me dry or whatever. This literally ticks all of the boxes that I could ask for, and I don't smell, and therefore I'm gonna go do it. It's an A+.
I want to give it an A++.
Yeah, with extra credit, a high distinction with a scholarship.
I if it wasn't weird to buy deodorant for every person in my life, I would gift this to everyone, but I know that that's strange. I truly love everything about it. I want to get the fragrance one. And Adrian loves it too, because he has complained for a very long time about the fact that he doesn't like that deodorant, because he's obviously got hairy underarms as a man.
Mm.
And he's also got very soft hairy underarms. They're not like puby.
Yeah.
They're like baby hair.
Yeah. That would be like what my underarm hair would be like if I had more than one hair. Yeah.
Yeah. He says that deodorant tends to like really build up and get sticky.
Yes.
And it sticks around for days in his underarm hair.
Because it's like fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he hates it. He hates it with a burning passion. And he has to use such a heavy soap to try and get it out. This, a miracle worker.
That's so good. And you know what? It's $21 for Mecca, which is cheaper than Corpus Naturals. It's cheaper than a bunch of other natural deodorants. It comes in cheaper than the Drunk Elephant one, which smells like fucking ass.
Yep.
I'm really thrilled. I think that is a genuinely decent price point for a slightly higher end deodorant. It ticks all of the boxes. It's doing good for your armpits.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to go through the teething period of stinking and using a quote unquote natural deodorant. That is, what benefit is it giving you?
None. That sounds like it's woo-woo. Archaic.
I don't want it.
No. Why are people punishing themselves? It's like a rite of passage that you don't need to go through.
Agreed. I love this for, you know, as well, I don't know if everyone feels this way, but you know when you're a teenager and it's like you're not really using a lot of products and it feels a bit weird to give a teenager like a heavy duty deodorant, but a body spray doesn't cut it because they're starting to smell.
Oh, yeah, that awkward stage.
That awkward stage. Love this for that.
Love that for them.
I want to use it on everything.
Yeah, you don't need to do that, so maybe don't.
No, I won't. But I will. Yeah, I don't know. For me, it ticks every single box. The only person I would say that maybe it wouldn't be suitable for would be someone who does have a concern with wetness.
Yeah.
I don't think that it will, if you're used to using a deodorant that helps with the wetness factor, I don't think going to help with that.
Yeah.
In my experience.
Perhaps if you get eczema under your armpits, with the acid content, it might hurt. But I'm going to say that everything would hurt on your armpits if you've got eczema, so it's a moot point.
Probably. Also, it's worth noting that because it's got AHAs, it is going to make your skin more sensitive to the sun. Not that we're out with our arms raised above our heads running around, but if you're playing beach volleyball...
or synchronized swimming in an outdoor pool...
Maybe put some SPF under your arms at all times when you're using this because it will make you more sensitive to the sun.
Thank you for listening. We've genuinely babbled on about a deodorant. I don't know how much more you can babble about a deodorant, but we've done it.
I just have one more thing to say.
Yes.
This is a late addition.
It's a yearly fave.
I'm going to put it in as a fave of the year.
Wow.
I'm going to say I haven't had a chance to really think about the products that are going to go in my top faves for this year.
Yeah.
That I would hazard a guess this is going to be top three.
Okay. That's the episode. Thank you for listening. We will see you on Monday.
Chat to you then. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.